Like most Americans, John Patrick Shanley has been thinking about the Middle East a lot recently, and he's been writing about it. The Oscar award-winning screenwriter of Moonstruck wrote the teleplay for HBO's Live from Baghdad. That was about the first Gulf War. It aired right before the start of the current Gulf War. Now Mr. Shanley has written and directed a provocative play called Dirty Story. From New York, Jeff London reports.
When the lights come up on Dirty Story, the audience meets Wanda, an aspiring novelist who's bounced from apartment to apartment, and Brutus, an older, established author who comes from a rich family that made its fortune in olive oil. Wanda has asked Brutus to read her manuscript.
All right. I read your, a homily?
It's a novel.
It was wretched. It was ignominious. It was a shanda. I lament that you wrote it. You know, it takes 17 trees to make one ton of paper. You might think about that the next time you consider writing.
Dirty Story starts out to be about a dysfunctional relationship, but Ben Brantley, chief drama critic of the New York Times, says John Patrick Shanley has much more up his sleeve.
He turns the screw quite slyly and subtly until finally there's that final turn. You go, whoa, at the very end of the first act.
Wanda points a gun at Brutus and declares,
"Call me Israel!"
Curtain. John Patrick Shanley says he wanted to look at Israel, the Palestinians, the United States, and England through the lens of personal relationships.
I started off with the idea of looking at the history of a country or the national character of a given country, and then saying, like, what kind of guy would this be? What kind of woman would this be? And I thought, well, America would be overweight and perhaps be relying somewhat on psychopharmaceuticals these days.
Wherever I go, I'm the fattest person in the room.
Just a few pounds, Izzo.
I used to be as slinky as a puma. It's all part of the Depression.
Is that why I took to the drugs?
Why you go straight to that? I've cleaned up, been through the program 3.5 times.
What's that you just took?
Psychopharmaceuticals.
What's it do?
Do I look like an MD?
The second act of Dirty Story is an undisguised allegory. Frank is the United States and Watson, England.
Frank owns a bar and he sells cigarettes, and that business isn't going as well as it used to. And he sells guns, and that's really going very well. And of course, he sells liquor. Watson is his bartender. And when Frank was a boy, he used to sweep up, and this place belonged to Watson. And now he's an adult and he's taken over the place, and Watson works for him.
Shanley says he wrote the play over the past year as the relationship between England and the United States developed on the road to the war in Iraq. In Dirty Story, Shanley has Wanda enlist the two to mediate a dispute over the apartment she shares with Brutus in Manhattan's Meat District.
She manages, after getting into this sadomasochistic relationship with Brutus, to move in with him and take over more and more of the apartment and make it more and more to her liking and shove his stuff more and more into a corner until he's an crazed fellow sitting on top of a pile of junk, which was his life, fuming at this person who's taken over what was his place.
I want her out.
Not gonna happen.
Why not?
Not fair to Wanda.
What about me?
You gotta be reasonable.
It's my apartment. I want her out. That's reasonable.
Wanda needs a place to live.
So what? I need a place to live. This is it. I don't like these plans. I don't like any of this. I want my stuff where it used to be.
You mean all over the place? Well, that's not gonna happen.
Playwright John Patrick Shanley says he decided to make Wanda and Brutus authors because he wanted to explore
the way we tell the story and where we place ourselves in the story, where we're the villain or the victim. And these stories can be told from a lot of different points of view, and they tend to justify different cultures' behavior. And perhaps sometimes the way we tell a story is not helpful to resolving conflict. And certainly the way the Israelis and the Palestinians have been telling their stories of what has been going on in that region has not been helpful to them coming to a new place about it.
Ben Brantley of the New York Times says he likes the way Shanley tells this particular story.
After all the sort of satiric larks and quips and cranks, at the end there's a very sober sense of, isn't this all really scary? And I think he brings you around to that point very nicely.
At the end of Dirty Story, all four characters sit down for a game of poker. Throughout the play, Watson, the British character, keeps asking, "What are the stakes?" And Frank, America, says, "We'll get to that." During the game, Wanda offers another revelation.
I'm pregnant. Or am I dying?
And those are the stakes. And the observation that I'm making is that Israel either needs to grow, to change, to give birth to something new, or it will die. Not something that I want to see happen.
Shanley says both Israelis and Palestinians have come to see the play.
And to my shock, both sides said they thought the play was fair. Not one Israeli or Palestinian has said they thought it was an unfair depiction. So I think they ought to get me on a plane and have me go over there, because this is the first time I ever heard of these people seeing eye to eye about anything.
Dirty Story is playing at the Harold Clurman Theater off Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.